Here's Pastor Brian as he continues this week's study.
Welcome to the program. This is Robert Jaramillo of Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School, and we are continuing Pastor Brian's study on the Sermon on the Mount. Currently, we are in the Beatitudes, and Pastor Brian is focusing on verse 5, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." This message was given live at Calvary Chapel La Mirada. And today, Pastor Brian will be focusing on Psalm 37, which shows the end result of those, the meek, who will inherit the earth. So let's begin.
Now, maybe in your situation, someone's wronged you, and now you've been placed in authority over them, and you have the opportunity to do them in, to do them harm. The meek person lets it go. I think of the life of Joseph. Remember, he was sold by his brothers into slavery, and he was elevated to Pharaoh's right hand. Now they come before him all bowing down. All they had to do was say, kill these guys. But he didn't. He was meek. He wasn't worried about himself. He didn't want vengeance. And neither does David. Because look what David says. Verse 10, "And the king said, what have I to do with you, sons of Zariah? So let him curse. Because the Lord has said to him, curse David. Who then shall say, why have you done so? Then David said to Abishai and all his servants, see how my son, who came from my own womb, my own body seeks my life. How much more now may this Benjamite? Let him alone and let him curse, for so the Lord has ordered him." It says, God's allowed it. Let him curse me. Maybe there's something in my life needs to be worked out. Maybe this is from the hand of the Lord. Look what also he says in verse 12. "It may be that the Lord will look on my affliction and that the Lord will repay me with good for this cursing this day." He put his hands, his life in God's hands. He says, maybe God will repay me for this. God's allowing it. Maybe he'll repay me for it. And I have found as I look in the Bible, when people come against somebody or something's coming against your life, the harder it is, the higher God raises you up afterwards if you're the innocent one. But you have to trust the Lord, don't you? Rather than, I'm going to handle this. I'll tell this guy. I'll get in his face and I'll show him. I'll defend my reputation. Who is he to talk to me that way? I'm not going to be pushed around. That's that sensual demonic wisdom. The wisdom from above says, be willing to yield in this case. And David did that. And David had the power to take this man out. That's because there was a meekness in the heart of David as well. Look at verse 13. This guy doesn't give up. "And as David and his men went along the road, Shimei went along the hillside opposite him and cursed him as he went, threw stones at him, and kicked up dust." In my mind, every time I read this, I think of that cartoon guy, the Tasmanian devil, you know, kicking up dust. And here he is. And David just says, let him curse. Maybe God will repay. So he yielded to man, but he also yielded to God, saying, God, this is in your hands. And he put his trust and confidence in the Lord alone. And the Lord would ask us to do the same thing. When someone comes against you, put your life in the Lord's hands. Submit to him. Don't think that you have to defend yourself. God told Abraham, I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. You let God defend you. You know, if you go out and try and defend yourself, you're going to do a poor job and God will allow you to do that. But if you allow God to come to your defense, he'll come in with a mighty strong hands. But you have to walk by faith. And that's where the blessing comes in, because you're committing this all to the Lord. You're not trying to work it out in your own strength and getting angry at people, self-seeking. Let's look at how this also relates not only to our relationship with people, but our relationship to the Lord. Turn to Psalm 37, and you'll see that actually Jesus is quoting from this psalm when he says that the meek will inherit the earth. Psalm 37. Let's point you to peek there at verse 11. It says, but the meek shall inherit the earth. Saul's Jesus doing is actually quoting an Old Testament passage, an Old Testament principle that's here. So it's not a new idea that is new to the New Testament. It's actually found in many places in the Old Testament. If you would do the time to look through what the Bible says about meek in the Old Testament, it's found in the book of Isaiah, many places in Psalm, that the meek are going to be blessed by God. Now, let's put this beatitude in the context of Psalm 37. David wrote the psalm, and he starts there in verse 1 where he says, do not fret. Do not fret. That means don't worry. Don't be all consumed and concerned and over anxious about this situation, how someone's coming against you or done some injustice to you. Don't worry about it. Don't worry because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. He's going to tell you why. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. God says through the psalmist here, when evildoers are getting away with things, don't worry about it because they're going to come to their end. They're going to wither away like the grass. And the meek are the ones that are going to be standing under God's blessing in his kingdom. Right now, God is allowing evil to prosper. God is allowing people to get away with evil. And our response is what this beatitude is all about. How do we respond to that? First of all, God says, don't worry about it. I'm going to take care of these people's lives. Don't take it into your own hands. See, a person that's meek can trust the Lord. Okay, Lord, you take care of it. I'm not going to worry about it. Someone that's prideful and self-sufficient says, well, if you're going to get anything out of life, you got to take it, you know, by the horns and you take care of it. And the Lord's telling us, no, I will deal with them. They're not getting away with it. Someday they'll stand before me. And in the book of Revelation, it actually says that he's going to cause the unbelievers to come and bow down at the believers' feet. Not to worship us, but to acknowledge we were the ones that were right. So I believe it relates to us standing with Jesus Christ, where it says every knee is going to bow and tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And right now you may have to take some abuse because you're a Christian. And it seems like they're getting away with it. But the meek sit back and they watch God work through eternity, not just in this life. So he says, don't worry. Then in verse 3, he says, trust in the Lord and do good. You move from not worrying to trusting. Then look at verse 5, delight yourself in the Lord. And then you start just realizing that God's going to bring something good out of the situation. Even though I'm getting ripped off and my rights are violated, my reputation's being destroyed, I'm going to delight in the Lord because he has a plan. He's given me a promise. Then he goes on to verse 5, commit your way to the Lord. And then 7, where we need to be, it says rest in the Lord. We need to be able to rest. Here's all this stuff coming against my life. I'm just going to rest. I'm going to rely upon God's strength. Let him work it out. Commit it to him. Trust him. Delight in his purposes and plans for my life. You know, because as I see in the Bible, as I experience in my own life, God doesn't allow you to get thrashed and then nothing good comes of it. He has a reason for it. And the deeper the hurts, the deeper the thrashing, the greater work God does in and through us after that. And as we're going through, when our rights are being violated, and I want to push back, and I want to get angry back and give evil in return, we need to be able to rest that God's taken care of this. And then if you jump down to verse 34 of the same psalm, the last stage says, wait on the Lord. Now we have to wait. See, if someone does something wrong to me, I want it taken care of right now, right? And the Lord says, wait, I'll take care of it. And the meek are going to be those that are going to be surrounded by the Lord or surround the Lord and are going to be under his blessing in this life because we're going to be free of strife and bitter and self-seeking because we don't have to promote ourselves. We don't have to worry about our reputation. Philippians chapter 2 says Jesus made himself of no reputation.
That concludes today's study. If you would like tapes of this study or past studies, listen for the phone number that will follow or check us out on the World Wide Web at www.calvarylm.org.